Okay.
Oh, is that the deer?
Is that the deer? That's what I
mean. Are you dead?
Is he batty or is he? I think you're taking advantage of the situation here.
This is it. They're trying to bury us right now. They're going to skip socialism and they're going to go right to communism. And that's what they're trying to do. We're standing together here, you guys, but what I need you guys to do is we're collaborating with a handful of other groups that believe the same way. Because
the other way around.
Your beard is pretty intense.
But. Next, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask everybody here to humbly and respectfully, you tell your pastor that it's time to open up our place. Yes. Can I get an amen for that? Here's the deal. It's already protected in this executive order under Section 4F. We can gather. We can do.
Josiah, what's going on there, buddy?
He's just chilling.
So, how
All the cancer deaths are going down. It doesn't make sense, and it doesn't add up, okay? We see that the case fatality rate, which means that people that get infected, that then wind up getting hospitalized, and then wind up dying from COVID-19, is anywhere between 0.01% and 0.03%.
Yes.
We're talking hundredths of thousandths of a percent to the right of the decimal. Do we shut down an entire economy over a thousand? No, we do not. So I just happen to be fortunate enough this week. I was at the Capitol with several other members of this community, okay? And we once again tried to go and meet the tyrant up on the ninth floor. He refused to see us again.
He's a coward.
And we had prayed and prayed and asked for some sort of intervention. God help us. And as I'm walking out of the building, Daniel McCarthy and I walk down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden, who's coming in our direction? With the staying medical director, Kara Chris. That's right. If you have not seen this video, there are 20,000 views on social media now. We pulled her off to the side. We questioned her over and over again, fired every possible medical-related question to her, and all she did was the five D's of dodgeball. Duck, dodge, dive, dip, and dodge again. She was shaking. She was scared. All she wanted was out of there instantaneously because she knew these guys know the jig is up. This doesn't make sense, all right? People understand that from a medical standpoint, these statistics don't add up. Every one of the surgeons that I work with, I would say probably 90% of all the people that I work with in the hospital are saying the same thing. They are saying this isn't really happening. Our hospitals are empty. They're on the verge of bankruptcy. The hospital in the Verde Valley is about to shut down, okay? And the hospitals in Santa Cruz. We've seen Army field hospitals that were set up all over the United States that have now been taken down in Seattle, in Houston, in Virginia, that have been taken down without ever seeing a single patient.
Yep.
So how many millions and millions of dollars are being wasted on something that we know isn't really legitimate? Okay?
It's a hoax.
Yes, the virus is real. However, if there's a survivability of above 99% of the people, you don't lock down an entire population over that. Furthermore, everyone needs to start questioning Governor Ducey as to what his relationship is
exactly
to TGen.
Yeah.
And TGen, that he sits on the board of directors for, is rolling out all of the antibody and serology testing across the state. How does this make sense that the man that is the one that is prolonging the lockdown is the one that is actually benefiting from these tests? How do we stand for that? Back here. The fact that they are gone back to their districts right now in the middle of a plandemic is absolutely unbelievable. It's unfathomable. It's unconscionable. Whoever your representative is, get them back here now. Get them to take a vote to end this executive order.
Amen.
If that doesn't happen, all right, the second mode that we have is we have a recall petition that has officially been filed. Okay? Find us on Facebook, Governor Doug Ducey Recall 2020.
We are taking people in now. We're...
I want you to know, I took an oath to do no harm, and this lockdown is harming you. Free people do not have masters. We are already open. We are already free. And everything that this man says is true. And I don't care if they fire me because I'm going to do what's right. And what's right is right. God bless you. Go out. You're already open. You're open. You have no masters.
So we know one of the major side effects they're claiming, right, is respiratory, right?